Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Island We Left Behind by Kate Hewitt, narrated by Kitty Kelly. Chapter 1. New York City, January 1929. The cry echoed through the upstairs of the house, followed by the terrible, rattling coughing that sent Ellen's heart racing, panic clenching her insides. She started from the chair in her son Jamie's bedroom, where she'd briefly succumbed to sleep, after waiting hours for him to settle, praying that he finally would.
"Jamie? Jamie, darling?"
She dropped to her knees by his bed as she touched his flushed forehead. His pain-glazed eyes were full of misery as he looked at her, each breath drawn from his frail chest a painful rasp.
"Mama," he gasped out. "When will it stop hurting?"
"Soon, I promise. Soon." She pressed one hand to his chest and felt the telltale rattle that had plagued him repeatedly since his birth just over 5 years ago. "I'll get a poultice," she promised him, doing her best to keep her voice from catching. "It will help." As she rose from the bed, she saw Rosie, her 7-year-old daughter, standing in the doorway, looking far too wise for her years, with her large hazel eyes unblinking.
"Will he ever get better?"
she asked softly.
"Yes, of course he will,"
Ellen forced a reassuring smile she didn't really feel.
"You know how he gets in winter. It will pass, I promise. I'm sorry he woke you."
While Rosie watched from the doorway, Ellen went down to the kitchen, reaching for the ingredients she knew so well in the dark. Mustard powder, flour, a square of cotton muslin. She sprinkled the flour and mustard into a paste with a bit of warm water and spread it on the cloth. Jamie hated the smell, but sometimes it was the only thing that helped ease the dreadful rattling in his chest. Back upstairs, her poor wee boy was tossing and turning in his twisted sheets, his face flushed and feverish as that hacking cough seemed like it might tear his slight frame to pieces. He'd been fine that evening, she thought with a now familiar mix of fear and guilt. Perfectly fine, save for a little tickle in the throat that always made her worry. Still, if she'd suspected he might get as bad as this, she would have moved him into the bed she'd set up in her dressing room several years ago, so she could be near him in the night. As it was, she'd sent him to bed with a hot water bottle and a kiss on the forehead. A forehead that was now burning with fever. Would it ever end? She glanced back at Rosie.
"Go back to bed, darling. I'll be with you in a little while, after Jamie is settled again."
Rosie hesitated, looking reluctant, and then she silently slipped away. Ellen heard the click of her bedroom door closing a few seconds later.
"Jamie? Jamie, darling?"
She smoothed his sweaty hair away from his forehead, the same sandy brown hair as his father's. Jamie was Lucas Lyman in miniature, Ellen had often thought, with identical blue eyes too, his studious manner and quiet kindness, albeit also with the impish fearlessness of a 5-year-old. Unlike Lucas, who had always had a robust constitution, Jamie had, after a long and difficult premature birth, been born frail and prone to sickness.
"He's likely always to have weak lungs, if he survives,"
the doctor had told her with a brutal matter-of-factness as Ellen cradled her newborn son in her arms, almost as if she could shield him from the news.
"Infants born so early often do."
"What will that mean for him?"
she'd asked anxiously.
"What can we do? There must be something."
"Not very much, I'm afraid."
The doctor had been kindly but dismissive.
"Don't let him exert himself too much or become too breathless. And be careful with even the common cold. It could so easily develop into pneumonia, which is, as I'm sure you know, so often fatal."
He'd glanced at the scrap of an infant, so beloved, so small.
"But try not to wrap him in cotton wool. That wouldn't be good for him either."
When Ellen and Lucas had taken him home, Ellen had been terrified to leave him for so much as a moment. She'd spent hours looming over his cradle, watching him breathe, willing him to be strong, his life all the more precious because the doctor had told her, with the same...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?